Okay, good morning and Shavua Tov, everybody. So we're beginning Parshas Amor, which is really in many fascinating ways, L'shitas HaRamban, an extension of a lot of the themes of Kedoshim, in particular, you know, the seminal theme of Kedoshim to you in Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha. And the Ramban makes the observation on the Pasuk Kedoshim Yu L'Elohim V'lo Yichalu Hashem Elohim, the theme of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha is that the Kohanim are formally aser bidvarim hamutarim liYisrael, whether it's different kinds of ishus issues, grusha or amar l'choin gadol, whether it's tamas meis. So the kohanim, right, reflect this idea of things that are otherwise mutter or to other people mutter, right. This is part of their kedusha, which is obviously it's legislated. It's not just like v'yasisa hayasher avehatov yelachem shabbos on variety. But that's Heara number one in the Ramban. The second Heara is the Ramban has two deos on the Pasuk of Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. The Pasuk begins, V'ki Nashro Ki Eslachem Lokach Ahu Makriv Kadosh Yalach Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So the first day in the Ramban is Ima Kohanim Yidaber, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, invested Kedusha in the Kohanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Kedusha Sazman and Shabbos, Vayivarachim Yom Hashivei Kadesh Oso, and also he's, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, V'atemt Yulim HaMelechas Kodim V'goy Kadosh, and that, within that framework of HaMelechas Kodim V'goy Kadosh, a separate category of Kohanim within the Kohanim, Ani Hashem Mekadeshchem. Then the Ramban is a second day, which is, absolutely fascinating. Oh, Ani Hashem Mekadeshchem Kulchem, HaKohanim V'ha'am, right? Not home din bazara, but meaning am b'nei Yisrael. The Ramban says, "V'atam ki me'achar shu makriv lechem luhacha kadosh yelach ki al yado ani mekadesh es kulchem u'mashresh chinasi b'mikdashchem." So that's a remarkable idea. So the Ramban says, "Ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadeshchem," means Klal Yisrael, generates is. Let me take half a step back. Klal Yisrael benefits from the Kohanim, in terms of the Kohanim doing the Avoda, being Mashra Shechina in Klal Yisrael, and therefore, it's only fitting and proper, V'kidashto, ki eslachem elokecha humakriv, kadosh yelach, since he is a vehicle for your greater capacity to appreciate and to benefit from the proximity of Shechina, ani Hashem mekadishchem, I am the one who is giving you sanctity, not just the Kohanim, but Klal Yisrael as well. In other words, the real function of the Kohen, again, we could describe it in disparate elements. Yerumish batach al Yaakov v'sar aschal Yisrael yasim b'ketarav yapecha v'chalil mizbechacha. But the real goal of the Kohanim, koi hamikdash v'ha'uvdim bo, is to facilitate the basic vision v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. And therefore, various perquisites, if you will, benefits that are attendant to v'kidashto ki eslachem elokecha hu makriv, rishon lebracha and rishon lechol davar v'davar, is a reflection of the idea that the ultimate desideratum is korva l'shechina, and the kohen plays an elemental role in Klal Yisrael's achievement of that. So this is, I think, a second point of connection between Emor and the beginning of Kohan and Kedoshim as well. We already know the first one, the Ramban notes explicitly, is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutar Lecha. These are all Dvarim B'Mutarim Yisrael. That's part of what generates the additional Kedushas Kohen. The second connection is that the whole point of, Kedoshim Tiyu is to have a greater life of Dveikus, right? And that's what the Ramban is saying here, that the Kohanim are entitled to certain recognition. V'kidashto ki eslecha melokechul makriv kadosh yelach ki kadosh ani Hashem mekadishchem al yado humashresh chinaso b'neichem.